This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Talks in Sweden between the United States and North Korea have broken off, with the two sides offering different assessments of their progress. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The State Department describes the talks as good discussions that it intends to build on in 2 weeks. But North Korea's chief negotiator says the talks on Pyongyang's nuclear program have broken down, blaming it on the U.S. for not discarding its old stance and attitude. The State Department maintains the North's comments do not reflect the content or the spirit of the talks that took place in Stockholm Saturday. Diplomatic ties between the U.S. and North Korea have been static since the February breakdown of a second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. Ben Thomas, Washington.
While most Republican leaders have been silent or supportive of President Donald Trump's call for another foreign government to investigate his political rival Joe Biden, Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney criticized the president on Friday and earned Trump's ire on Twitter Saturday. In a series of tweets, Trump defended his comments and called the impeachment proceedings against him a fraud. Traveling in Greece, meanwhile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo dismissed questions about Trump's attempts to push Ukraine and China to investigate the former vice president.
This is what's wrong. When the world doesn't focus on the things that are right, the things that matter, the things that impact real people's lives, and instead you get caught up in some silly gotcha game.
In a tweet Friday, Romney had said the president's statements that he was investigating corruption strain credulity, since the former vice president and his son Hunter are the only targets of the president's investigations. For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Unknown gunmen attacked the offices of several television stations in the Iraqi capital Saturday amidst growing unrest gripping the country. The Saudi-owned Al Arabiya news channel said that masked gunmen wearing black clothes stormed its offices Saturday evening, beat up some employees, and smashed equipment before fleeing. Two other privately owned television stations were also attacked. Meanwhile, Iraqi security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas at demonstrators Saturday, killing 19 and wounding dozens in Baghdad alone on the fifth day of anti-government protests. The death toll from protests in Baghdad and several southern cities has risen to nearly 100. Protesters were back on the streets of Hong Kong Saturday in face masks just hours after a ban on the masks took effect. Lucy Fielder has more.
Many protesters were undeterred by the mask ban and marched through this central district. Others took to a Hong Kong shopping mall to read out a declaration of a provisional government, calling for the suspension of the chief executive and the cabinet. The UN human rights chief slammed the face mask ban and called for an investigation after the past week saw the worst outbreak of violence so far. Businesses, too, are suffering in an economy on the edge of recession. And the shutdown of metro stations, many shopping malls and supermarkets is a new blow.
That's Lucy Fielder of Reuters. French investigators say evidence suggests the suspect in Thursday's deadly attack at Paris police headquarters had embraced radical Islam. As Lisa Bryant reports from the French capital, that says questions continue to mount about how the veteran police employee managed to escape notice.
The assailant did not have a criminal record, but the prosecutor described signs of radicalism, citing witnesses and other evidence. The Martinique-born suspect, identified by officials as Mikhail H., converted to Islam about a decade ago and allegedly voiced support for a number of atrocities in the name of Islam, including the deadly 2015 terrorist attack on the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. The attack has left many French in shock, not only because it took place within the heart of French security, but also because the assailant worked in a department investigating radical Islam. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
And British police say that the wife of an American diplomat has left the country after she became a suspect in a fatal traffic accident. The accident killed a 19-year-old man near Oxford. For more, log on to voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.